This poem will be my last poem. You know, I do hate it when people say that, and I always hear other people say they hate it too, but then I say it. I don't know. What I want to say about this one, as an introduction, is that it was inspired by a doomed relationship, the sort of relationship that I guess everyone experiences at some point, or if not, probably should experience at least once. I mean, being in love and being loved back, and that not being enough. One night we were sitting in her apartment and she asked me to make up and tell her a story. A little cute, okay, but these things do happen. And I thought, I'm a poet, I have to make this good. But then I thought, I'm a poet, it's okay if this is bad. I'm not a novelist or a short story writer or whatever. But still, I wanted to come up with something good for her and for me. Not just some story about something that happened to me in real life that I thought was meaningful, but a fairy tale. Something definitely meaningful. So I told her this story about a turtle and a fox and a bear. Or maybe it was a fox and a bear and a mouse. Or a turtle and a mouse and a fox? Or a turtle and a mouse and a bear? Anyway, she might know, but we don't speak now. And in the story, an owl who lives in a giant tree in the middle of a vast forest warns the three or four woodland friends walking along below him that an asteroid will reach the Earth in 7 days. And the fox is losing his mind about this. And the rabbit, maybe there was a rabbit too, is quietly losing her mind about this. And the turtle and the mouse and bear, if there was a bear, are losing it over this knowledge they have. So every day they return to the owl for his forecast. And they ask him if there's anything they can do to avert the disaster. And he just says, an asteroid will reach the Earth in 7 days. An asteroid will reach the Earth in 6 days. An asteroid will reach the Earth in 5 days. It's a little repetitive. But remember, I was thinking of all this on the fly. And it was pretty late at night, and it's much easier to remember things that just keep happening and happening. Anyway, he says this every day for a week until the last day, when the three or five friends go to visit the great owl in his giant tree in the middle of the vast forest, and he says, it's here. And right at that moment, this object hurtles down through the dense canopy of trees and hits the fox square on the nose and bounces to the ground, sizzling. A pebble. The fox is fine. Everyone is fine. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say by way of preface. It was a bit long. It got away from me a little bit, I think. Thank you for putting up with me. So, this poem is called, This Poem Will Be My Last Poem.